Don Taylor there, a psychology professor at McGill University. Well, no problem getting kids in the classroom when the lesson is all about being a circus performer. That's what's happening at the Labrador Creative Arts Festival this week. Tara McLean was in the audience as one visiting artist helped kids get in character.
Okay, using your creative mind, what do you think writing books and juggling might have in common?
You have to use your hands.
Yes. Practice. That was the golden answer I was
doing. I'm Jill Bryant. I live in Kingston, Ontario, and I write children's nonfiction books. I was talking about my book, Backyard Circus. It's really fun to present to children because it brings out so much creativity in the kids, and I love to see that.
Jump and leap across the circus ring.
It's all about how to put on your own circus in the backyard using basic materials that you would find around the house and skills, hidden skills and talents that all kids have.
Who would like to do the drum beat? You're very fast with your hands. And I think we're ready to go.
I'm Kobe and I'm in grade 4.
I'm Jenna and I'm in grade 4.
I'm Laura and I'm in grade 4.
And what did you guys do here today?
Jill got to read us some books and we got to go up and like put on a little circus in here.
We got to go up and tell jokes and walk on the tightrope. I went up there to take a stick and spin a plate on top of it.
Spin it a little harder. If you like, you can pop the plate up in there.
All kids can do it. Everyone has something they can offer, and I think it really boosts kids' self-esteem and confidence to learn to juggle a little bit or walk on the pretend tightrope and try a few little jumps and stunts. Dress up. It's all just in really good fun.
How's the juggling? Tricky, isn't it?
I connect writing to juggling in a way, just by talking about the fact that it does take practice, like any skill. So when I was a child, I liked to write, but I did make a lot of errors, especially spelling errors. But I like to show kids that every time you write something down, it can be as simple as a shopping list, or it could be a postcard or a letter to a friend. All of those things help to build on your writing skills.
To make the audience believe you really are way up high in the sky. Ooh. Let me see those faces. Oh, that's very scary. You look petrified. Oh,
my favorite part was when some of the people in my class went up and dressed up and pretend they were walking on a tightrope up in the air and they were about to fall. They put on so many things and it made them look really funny and everything.
I think the funnest part was when we had to shape out the letters with our body. You had a card and you had to make the shape what it said on the card, and it spelled the word circus.
Oh, yep. Okay, try bending the other way.
And what about the artist here? Can you tell me about her? What was she like?
She was pretty cool, and I really enjoyed it here.
She was really nice, and I really had a lot of fun. She wears odd socks, and she had a big coat and a big bow tie, and she had a little whistle she'd blow when we had joke time, and it would make a weird sound.
Why did the elephant quit the circus?
Because everything was too small.
Because he didn't want to work for peanuts.
To be a writer is a very isolating, quiet experience. I do my work at home by myself, but it's so important to make the connections with children and see the joy in their faces, and it's just so rewarding, and it makes you, as a writer, see that it worked.
Look at Hayden.
And will you guys try doing backyard circus stuff again?
Yeah, I think I probably will.
Yeah?
Because I got a lot of friends, and I think that they'll enjoy it too.
I think it would be fun because there's a lot of kids on my street, and We love playing outside. My sister, she's really funny, and my brother, he goes in gymnastics every Saturday. And my sister, she tells a lot of funny jokes.
Wow. You'll have a circus for sure.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are natural. I think the circus will be calling.
I think all kids have so much creativity in them, and it doesn't take much to draw that out. I'm just so grateful to have been asked to be part of the festival. It's just been a wonderful experience.
And that's children's writer Jill Bryant, and she was working with some grade 4 students at Queen of Peace Middle School at the Labrador Creative Arts Festival. It's now 8 o'clock, 8:30.